Report, financial disclosure forms filed by Senator Jackie Rosen since 2018 missing information. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 6, 2024. Financial disclosure forms filed by Senator Jackie Rosen, DNV, since 2018 have reportedly been missing information, according to her attorney. Kate Sawyer Keene, an attorney for Rosen, revealed in a letter addressed to the Secretary of the Senate on July 26 that they are providing additional information regarding Rosen's annual financial disclosure forms she had filed between 2018 and 2022, according to the Washington Free Beacon. In the letter, Keene wrote that Rosen's financial disclosure forms should include information showing that the Nevada senator had served as a trustee for the Larry and Jacqueline Rosen Family Trust. The letter shows that Rosen had served in this role from September 1996 to the present. The outlet reported that Rosen's job with her family trust shows that she had legal responsibility over the management of the trust and its accounts. The position indicates that Rosen has legal responsibility over the management of the trust and its accounts, which in 2022 held up to $14.6 million worth of underlying assets, according to her financial disclosure that year. Rosen, who is facing Republican candidate Sam Brown, has previously been accused by the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, in 2023 of violating the Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, Stock, Act. Under the Stock Act, which was passed in 2012, lawmakers are required to file reports within 30 to 45 days after receiving notice of a purchase, sale, or exchange of over $1,000 in stocks, bonds, commodities futures, and other forms of securities. The NRSC's accusation was based on a report from the Daily Beast that found Rosen had traded up to $15,000 worth of stock in two companies in February 2017 and had not reported them until April 19. The Stock Act of 2012 requires members to report transactions within 30 days of notification of a trade and 45 days of the transaction. Rosen's disclosures, however, show that in February 2017, when she was a representative, she traded up to $15,000 worth of stock in two companies: LogMeIn, February 1, and Spectra Energy, February 28, but didn't report either transaction until April 19. The LogMeIn trade belonged to Rosen's husband, the disclosures show, which appears to have been an upshot of a corporate spinoff. The Spectra trade was also reported as an exchange, due to a corporate merger. According to the report from the Daily Beast, in September 2019, Rosen's family trust had its right to do business in the state revoked. And during the 2 years that it was revoked, Rosen reported up to $45,000 worth of stock transactions. The Daily Beast noted that while the trust had its right to do business in the state revoked, the transactions were not necessarily legal. Nevada statutes say that companies in default forfeit certain protections they would otherwise enjoy under the state, such as shelters from personal liability, but are not barred outright from conducting business, according to the outlet.